Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And we pray that you'll get something good out of this. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that the brethren will receive exhortation from this, Lord, and be prepared and help to get those around them prepared for these things that are coming. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the Passover. We put our trust in you, and we thank you so much, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, okay. I am going to share with you once again that God warns of coming pestilence. And over a period of about 2 years, we have shared with you that the Lord has said that the deep state will be the cause of a plague or pestilence that will attack the United States and more exactly Christians who they considered our mortal enemy. There is such a thing crossing the world at this time. And I'll explain to you how this is happening. And patriots are seeking to keep it out of the United States right now. Let me say that as is their habit, associates of the deep state, One World Order, have warned that such a plague will come, which is what they historically do. Before it comes, I'm going to list on the text here a couple of articles. One of them that the World Health Chief stokes the panic fires, warning global pandemic wipeout. Yeah, they're serious about it. Now, how would you guess that something like this is coming unless you knew something that we don't? Here's another one on Zero Hedge. Bill Gates threatens devastating global pandemic, very real. So I'll let you read those. The point is that they've been warning, and they warn you of something that they are going to do. That's their habit. Well, let me say that now that such a global pandemic is coming, they're covering it up so that it may enter the United States without warning. That's not unusual either. I want to share with you two articles, plus my comments, that can be found with the pictures, which we're not going to include here, whatdoesitmean.com. And, of course, there's lots of links here that you can go to the site and check the link and go to their proof pages. Please excuse a small amount of repetition since these two articles were written about 2 weeks apart. But it certainly seems like something that is just what they've been warning about. And it's not just one virus that could be spread from this. It is many. It's amazing, you know, what they're finding out. So this first article is called U.S. Prepares After Feared Ancient Virus That Wiped Out Woolly Mammoths Unleashes Global Pandemic. This is by Sorcia Fall and on October the 18th of 2019. At what first appears to be an average Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin today, mundanely setting forth the agenda of next month's meeting between President Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping, begins becoming unsettling when the first item listed for critical discussion stunningly reveals that Beijing sees the current pork supply crisis as far as more severe than the Hong Kong protests and the U.S.-China trade war. Then falls into an absolute terror because of an attached document prepared by the Federal Service for Veterinary and Phytosanitary supervision, warning that never before seen Arctic oasis erupting with plant life only 1,000 miles away from the North Pole, to shock of their scientists, and is now bringing to the brink of extinction the northern reindeer, 40,000 of which have perished since the last count in 2017. An extinction now being linked to an ancient RNA virus that was shockingly, for the first time in history, discovered in a Siberian puppy frozen in the permafrost for 14,300 years, and is now believed to have caused the extinction of over 150 million woolly mammoths. But who's being released into our modern world has unleashed a terrible pandemic killing pigs all around the world. Now, if you think it's just pigs, we'll just listen in here. Which even the United States is now rapidly preparing for. Yes, I've read articles. I have articles on that, you know, that they are doing just exactly this. In China, it has wiped out 300 million pigs and over half of its total numbers. And according to the World Health Organization, the World Organization of Animal Health, excuse me, has spread to more than 50 countries. And it's headed this way. According to this report, one of the most enduring mysteries of ancient times was what caused the rapid extinction of over 150 million woolly mammoths throughout the entire northern hemisphere. An apocalypse which saw tens of millions of other mammals, large and small, accompany the mammoths into extinction, to include the woolly rhinoceros, wolf, fox, bear, lion, brown bear, camel, deer, ground sloth, pika, wolverine, ferret, ground squirrel, moose, reindeer, yak, musk ox, giant beaver, lemming, porcupine, coyote, skunk, mastodon, antelope, sheep, voles, wolves, hare, and rabbit, plus many species of birds, rodents, horses, and bisons. And to support needy, a larger variety of herbaceous vegetation, which would have required a long growing season with warm soil and rapid spring growth, whose closest counterpart in the world today would be the Serengeti region in Africa. The suddenness of this mass extinction of tens of millions of ancient animal species, this report continues, for centuries has perplexed scientists. A confusion which in turn has produced numerous competing theories, one of the most controversial of which supposes that a sudden freezing of the northern hemisphere caused this apocalypse, and is based upon plant material found intact within the stomachs of woolly mammoths, but which modern science now knows would be expected, as elephants don't digest food in their stomachs. Rather, this occurs in their intestines and colon. During the past few years, this report notes, Western scientists studying the DNA of woolly mammoths said the last of them to walk on the earth were so racked with genetic disease that they lost their sense of smell, shunned company, and had a strange, shiny coat, with their further asserting that they were driven to extinction by environmental factors and possibly human hunting about 10,000 years ago. Who's finding were based solely on the deoxyribonucleic acid molecule composed of two chains that coil around each other to form a double helix carrying genetic instructions for the development, functioning, growth, and reproduction of all known organisms and many viruses, but did not include an examination of the ribonucleic acid, or RNA. Polymeric molecule essential is various biological roles in coding, decoding, regulation, and expression of genes, both of which, along with lipids, proteins, and carbohydrates, constitute the four major macromolecules essential for all known forms of life. While DNA encodes the hard copy of genes and can survive thousands of years if conditions are right, this report details RNA molecules live an average of only 2 minutes. So it wasn't surprising that Western scientists couldn't study or examine it in their woolly mammoth tissues samples since it didn't exist. But for the first time in history has now astonishingly been discovered in a wolf-dog hybrid unearthed from Russian permafrost where it was buried for, they say, 14,300 years. I don't go along with all their numbers here because I know where it all comes from. And has now become the oldest RNA sequenced by far, surpassing the next oldest one by at least 13,000 years, and caused these scientists to declare, "To our delight, we found that not only did we find RNA from various tissues, but in some case, the signal was so strong that we could distinguish between tissues in a way that makes biological sense." And these are all links, too, so you can go to the site and get the links. Discovered within the RNA of this over 14,000-year-old wolf-dog hybrid that went extinct along with the woolly mammoths, and tens of millions of other species, this report continues, was a previously unknown virus, specifically an RNA virus whose notable human diseases caused by it include the Ebola virus disease, SARS, rabies, common cold, influenza, hepatitis C, hepatitis E, West Nile fever, polio, and measles, a finding maybe made by scientists working at the State Research Center of Virology and Biotechnology near Novosibirsk in the Siberian region. And after making this discovery, saw this research laboratory being rocked by a massive explosion, which is the exact protocol demanded to occur when a newly discovered virus becomes unable to be contained or controlled. In other words, when it gets out, they're supposed to blow it up. Interesting. So, now this is I can't tell you how much truth there is in how this was released, or where it came from, okay? But I do believe that too many people are involved here. It is there, and it is moving. It could have been designed, etc. That's just my comment, okay? Though not mentioned in this report, we do find it more than curious that it does mention this ancient RNA virus is so virulent it could only be safely transported via a submarine. It's being classified as a potential weapon needing to be stored at only the most secure weapons facilities. And why are they storing it at a weapons facility, right? Mm-hmm. And a proposal being made to see how it would interact with weapons-grade nuclear materials, all of which, along with the laboratory it was discovered in, saw mysterious blasts occurring over these past few months. Amazing. Seems to be a commonality there. Equally concerning to us is this report concluding with a section discussing the interplay between RNA viruses and soil as it pertains to the sudden explosion of poppies, dandelions, and daisies blooming in never-before-seen Arctic oasis just 1,000 miles from the North Pole, the feeding grounds of northern reindeer, who are now rapidly dying to the point of near extinction, and where also millions of birds feed in this Siberian tundra before migrating south through China on their way to other parts of Asia. That's interesting because that's where it's totally wiped out the pig population, which is where it starts. The reindeer, speaking of the reindeer, the numbers of which crashed by 70% this past winter. Wow. And where the greatest pig extinction event the world has ever seen has spread from to encircle the entire globe. Not quite, but that's almost true. It's not, as far as I know, they haven't found it in America, but they are watching the ports, and they are examining everything, they are trying to stop it. Whose ending of no one can predict. But whose grave effects of now being felt include China driving imports of U.S. pork to its highest level in history as their nationwide pork panic threatens their entire economy. Pork prices in Europe soaring to new highs as Hungary's pig herds have now come under threat. It sees Northern Korea hiding this apocalypse in the making. And today in the United States sees its top officials declaring we got everyone involved in terms of state troopers, diagnostic labs, private veterinarians, and state officials trying to figure out where the virus was. And as far as controlling it here, the closer we get to that index case, the first identified case in an outbreak, the better we can control it, all of which is occurring just a year after the world's top scientists warned disease X would soon kill millions. Yes, and the deep state warned it too. Now, how did they know that? It would soon kill millions. Now, that's just one of the questions I, feel to ask. How did they know that? Okay, here's the second article. A mysterious deadly virus rampaging across the world, censored by Facebook, shutting down website warning of extinction event. Okay, Facebook is a CIA invention. It's a deep state invention. I don't mess with it myself. I had people make a Facebook page for me many years ago, and I asked them, please take me off of that thing. I really don't want to, and I believe they were able to do it. I don't know how, but some people say you can't even get it off. Anyway, and this is also by Sorcia Fall, November the 2nd, 2019. A troubling new Ministry of Foreign Affairs report circulating in the Kremlin today expounding on Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, warning that no country in the world is safe from U.S. sanctions. Grimly notes that America's global efforts to stamp out and censor by every means possible their peoples from knowing true things is a power that's now been extended to their giant social media site, Facebook. An actual arm of the American government, not the new American government, but the deep state hidden American government, set up by the U.S. Department of Defense and Central Intelligence Agency as a data mining project to keep under tight surveillance their nation's citizens, and who have just unpublished, for no stated reason whatsoever, the Siberian Times, a heretofore never controversial and non-political website published on Novosibirsk, Siberia, that near exclusively publishes nature articles relative to their Arctic region, two of whose most recent ones, though, titled Poppies, Dandelions, and Daisies Bloom in Never-Before-Seen Arctic Oasis, and Northern Reindeer That Roamed Taimyr Peninsula Are at the Brink of Extinction, were cited in a document prepared by the Federal Service for Veterinary and Phytosanitary Supervision, which gravely warned that the ancient virus that wiped out hundreds of millions of woolly mammoths and over Arctic species has now reemerged in the melting tundra, is a virus currently rampaging across the world and warned to kill 25% of the pig population. And when examined by scientists, researchers from Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology saw them fearfully reporting that the pig feces they examined contained a mysterious newly discovered virus that defies evolution and currently scientific understanding. According to this report, with the World Organization for Animal Health now warning that no country in the world is immune from being hit by this deadly animal virus, the greatest danger posed by this mysterious virus exterminating the world's pig population is not to these animals themselves, but to human beings. Specifically because pigs are a mixing vessel for all types of influenza viruses, most particularly because of their interactions with birds, who are the reservoir for all known influenza A subtypes, and in simple terms means that influenza viruses ingested by pigs from their chicken, duck, and or turkey farm flock neighbors, as well as migratory birds or other animal species, to include human beings, undergo a process of recombining with viruses already existing within the pig, the result of which creates entirely new, never-before-seen influenza viruses, the worst of which attack human beings who have no protection against them. Oh, well, that's not quite true. We have the blood of the lamb. Remember the plague that came over Egypt. Amen. And best exampled by the 1918 flu pandemic that struck an estimated 500 million people, or one-third of the world's population, killing at least 50 million worldwide, with about 675,000 of these deaths occurring in the United States. So you can see, why they're so frantic to keep this from coming here. And usually with something this bad, they don't really keep it out. Okay. In a measure designed to calm the fears of peoples the world over, this report continues, world experts are claiming that this pig apocalypse is being caused by a disease called the African swine fever virus. So this is an attempt to calm the fears of what they know this virus can do. The African swine fever virus, a virus that appears to have evolved around 1700 AD, whose first outbreak was retrospectively recognized as having occurred in 1907 after it was first described in 1921 in Kenya, but in reality isn't a single virus at all. As African swine fever actually is nothing more than a catch-all phrase used to describe thousands of viruses constantly mixing and recombining within pigs, and is why no vaccines have ever been produced to stop it. So if you're interested, as the New World Order is, as they've just pronounced, by the way, publicly, that the population is too big and it needs to be cut down. They're saying that publicly. The UN is saying it publicly. Now this comes. And they warned that this was going to come. How they knew that this was going to come, I don't know. Unless they planned it. There's enough crazy people in this world, we are now familiar with this, to do this. And, of course, the deep state thinks that their tunnels will save them. Their underground cities will save them. This is why no vaccines have ever been produced to stop it. With scientists now warning that 25%, now that doesn't mean they won't sell you a vaccine. Let me say, I'm going to back up just a little bit here. It doesn't mean they won't give you one that will give you the virus. It doesn't mean that they'll give you one that will do any good. Even with the flu virus, they gave you a virus, a vaccine that did not touch that particular flu virus, but did spread flu virus. Wow. With scientists now warning that 25% of our world's pig population are under threat of death, this report details the spread of this mysterious virus across Asia is now unstoppable, thus causing South Korea to deploy military drones and snipers to protect themselves from wild pigs trying to enter their country from North Korea. Extreme military measures Russia is preparing to deploy after discovering wild Chinese pigs have infiltrated the country and will no doubt soon occur in the United States after new evidence shows this mysterious virus may have now spread to North America. These links are links you can go and study if you wish. We'll have them posted. With pork prices the world over now soaring as millions of pigs die because of this mysterious virus, this report concludes, fears are now growing that a global meat shortage is about to strike, which may be the lesser problem, right, considering the virus's jump to humans. A shortage fast bearing down on the world's top three pork-producing nations, China, the European Union, and the United States, which today sees President Donald Trump rapidly working to protect his nation and its peoples by his establishing new rules to speed pork production before his country's pigs succumb to this apocalypse so their valuable meat can be saved. But beyond all belief and logic to the grave threat that their nation is now facing, our rules, Trump's deranged socialist enemies are suing to prevent coming into force. It's like, okay, the leftists want to take out the population. These are crazy people. If you don't believe it, go to every city in the United States that's controlled by them and look. You'll see a major difference between that and the cities that are controlled by conservatives. They have no interest in human life. It's obvious. Thus proving the fact that once again, that if Trump cured cancer and all diseases, these demented socialists would call for his impeachment overthrow because he put doctors out of work. Yeah, there's some truth to that. So there doesn't seem to be another virus like this that can jump. Like I said, it's not a virus, right? That can jump to humans and cause so many deadly diseases to manifest. The scripture is clear that God sent Jesus and his word to be our protection against any plague. We have an article on our site. It's called God's Protection from Weapons of Mass Destruction. It's a very simple article. It's just the truth of what God does to protect his people. You know, in Exodus 12 and 13, it says, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Let me say, the things that have been are the things that shall be. There is no new thing under the sun, God said through Solomon. So when you go back and see what history says, you know what the future is going to be. In this text, the blood of the Lamb, who we know in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 5, to be Jesus, and it delivers us from all plagues. Yeah, most of Christianity does not teach this, but then they're dying like flies, and people that believe in the Passover of the Lamb are living through much. All you need is faith in the Word of God. The judgments that God brought upon Egypt were all called plagues. Exodus 9, 14, and 11 and 1. And there were conditions for this wonderful benefit. Verses 9 and 10. Eat not of it raw nor boiled. This is talking about the lamb, right? At all with water, but roast it with fire. Its head with its legs, with its inwards thereof, and you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. But that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. Okay, in other words, this means that we should partake of all of the Lamb, who is Jesus, who is the Word of God, by the way, the Bible says, John said, right? That's how you partake of more and more of Jesus, the Word of God. Especially the New Testament, obviously. And that includes all of his head, which is his mind, his doctrine, his thinking. And that includes all of his legs, which is his walk, which the Bible says if we're in him, we will walk as he walked. 1 John 2, 3, 3, 6. And Hebrews 10:26, by the way, says, "If we sin willfully after we receive a knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more a sacrifice for sins." Now, they're not telling you that. They're saying the blood covers everything, and they're lying because it tells you right here that it doesn't. "There remaineth no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fierceness of fire, which shall devour the adversaries." So he says, if you're willfully sinning, if you know it's sin and you're going to do it anyway. And this is not necessarily overcome by demons or failure. These things can be covered. But if it's a willful disobedience, you are not covered. And you can see very clearly in this text that the sacrifice of Jesus will not protect those walking in rebellion, only those in ignorance or failure. And when David sinned with Bathsheba, the Lord put away his sin, he said, when he repented. But the sword did not depart from his house. In other words, the sacrifice would not protect him from the penalty of his sin. And all of the lamb also includes all of his inwards, which is the inner man of the heart, who is filled with his spirit, Ephesians 3:16-17. So to sum this up, for the Christian to receive deliverance from the plagues, he should believe in this doctrine and walk as a Bible disciple and receive God's spirit and not a religious spirit, right? And another main condition here, which is closely related to the last, is Exodus 12:7. And they shall take of the blood and put it on the two side posts and on the lintel upon the houses wherein they shall eat it. First, you should see that the Israelites were the ones who applied the blood. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The light here, of course, is the word of God. So the blood cleanses us through walking, that is the legs of the lamb, right, in the word. And it says, having therefore, 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, which is the word of God, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So you see, the cleansing blood is applied through the word. The word. So, and another good point, let me point to you, Psalm 91:1, which says the same thing. And this is not a foreign doctrine to the scriptures. It is foreign to a lot of dead religions because they don't believe in the power of the Spirit, nor do they receive the Holy Spirit, nor do they receive the gifts of the Spirit, one of which is wisdom and discernment in the doctrine of scripture. There is a place of safety in Christ for body as well as soul. Psalm 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that is abiding in Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I will say it. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation, soteria, is used also in the scriptures. The verb is sozo. It's used in the scriptures of healing or health. Yes. A lot of people don't know that. But the salvation of God is much bigger than some religions say. It saves from plagues. So I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, in this case the deep state, and from the deadly pestilence. There you go. He will deliver thee. This is God's word. He will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His is a truth, shield, and buckler. It defends you, in other words. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You can't see it. You don't know who's got it. You don't know what critter's got it. You don't know where it can come from. And some people walk in fear, but not if you've got faith in the blood of the Lamb or faith in the Word. This is what brings the Word to life in your life, is faith in the Word. You believe it is yours. For the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You hear that? Think about the great plagues that have destroyed humanity and planet Earth. And look what he's saying here. 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. What do plagues take out? The wicked. Yes. And I got to tell you, that includes a lot of what we loosely call Christians. They're wicked because they do not believe the Word of God. They don't even look at it. Their preachers have said, since they don't have it, they don't not fill with the Spirit, and they don't believe in the supernatural power of God still in Christianity, they pass that on to their disciples and tell them it's not available to them. But they can't come up with one verse. So they are guilty of the blood, just exactly the way Book of Revelation says that the harlot is guilty of the blood of the saints and of the prophets. If you tell a lie, if you pervert God's word, if you destroy God's word that's meant to save, their blood is on your hands. In 91 and 8, only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Notice, by confessing that the Lord is your place of refuge, he is your safe place, it is the secret place of the Most High, the rest of the verse goes on to say, thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. Wow. It's very simple. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you don't confess Jesus before men, he will not confess you before the Father, he said. You can confess your religion. It won't do you a bit of good. You'll still die, just like everybody else. Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. So while these people who their preachers lied to about the Word of God are panicking in the midst of this situation, or while someone is in willful disobedience to the Word of God, and they're taught that that's okay, it's all covered by the blood, which Hebrews 10:26 clearly denies, they'll die along with all the pagans out there because they're evil, because they do not believe the Word of God. The Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of understanding or lack of knowledge. My people. There shall no evil befall thee. So I'm going to back up just a little bit. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. Any plague come nigh thy tent. Do you believe it? This is what activates this. This is just words on a page until it's mixed with faith. That's what Paul declared in Hebrews. It didn't do them any good because they didn't mix faith with the word. They perished. And he pointed that out. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. For he will give his angels charge over thee. So if you confess him before men, he will confess you before the Father and, he says, the holy angels. Now, why is it necessary for the Lord to confess us before the holy angels? Because it says here, he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. That's a relatively minor thing. You think they handled the big things as well? Of course. That's what the whole point is here. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. And why? Verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And the word name there means nature, character, and authority. How are you going to know the nature, character, and authority that the Lord has given unto you? Because you're baptized into his name, correct? That's what the Bible says, right? How are you going to know that if you don't read the Word of God to know his nature and his character and what he will do and what he won't do and what he has done and what he won't do, which is what we're talking about? Because he hath known my name. We know the name of the Lord because we've read the Bible and we're not rejecting any of it. It all passed away, they said. But then there's jillions of people out there that say, no, it hasn't. It happened to me. And they won't even listen to them. The testimonies and witnesses of millions of Christians that it didn't all pass away. I got the benefit because I believed the word. So these people expect you to stay blind, show up in their church a couple of times a week and don't read and listen to nothing else so that you get saved and delivered, right? And they want to tell you how bad those other people are out there and how this is voodoo and that's bad and this is that. And yet they do that to keep you away from them, to keep you in their church, because as soon as you hear the truth, you're going to depart. I will set him on high. That's a place of safety. Because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. Amen. Who is it that he's going to be with? That person who's got the blood on their doorpost. They're walking under the blood, right? I will deliver him and honor him, he says. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's an awesome promise. And some people want to say that's good only for the millennium. Well, why would Christians need it in the millennium? Did you know that in the millennium, Christians are going to have heavenly bodies that are not subject to any disease? How could this have anything to do with the millennium? No. And people, even soldiers have read the 91st Psalm. They used to pass it around among them a lot. A lot of people sent it to them. And they will declare, people who knew nothing about the Bible, the power of God through these promises to save them in situations where they didn't think they could have been saved. There are many testimonies out there. Psalm 91 is for today. Anybody that says different is guilty of their blood. First John 2:24 says, as for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. That's the scripture. Don't pay any attention to modern religion. Which you heard from the beginning. If that which you heard from the beginning abide in you, you also shall abide in the Son and in the Father. There it is right there. You're abiding in the secret place of the Most High. Most religious people don't know how you can abide in Jesus. And he tells you, believe what you heard from the beginning. Don't believe your modern day apostate religions. It will cost you your life. In other words, we must believe what Jesus and the apostles gave to us in the beginning in order to be in the secret place. The traditions of men will not save. Apostle Paul said, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work." 2 Timothy 4:18. He also said that Jesus bore the curse so that we would be blessed. Galatians 3:13 and 14. He bore the curse. You know, all the plagues are under the curse. Deuteronomy 28. He bore the curse. Why are so many of God's people bearing the curse? Because their lying preachers haven't told them the truth. They went to Bible school and just replicated what they got there. And of course, those people replicated what they got from the same dead religion. So you must read the Bible for yourself and find out the provision of God, because you're not going to get it from the apostates. Apostate means falling away. Paul and Jesus declared a great falling away. And we have seen it. The dark ages are not over. And he also says that we were delivered out of the power of darkness, Colossians 1 and 13. That means the demons who administer the curse, the devil himself who administers the curse, don't have authority or power over you if you believe it. And if you believe it at that point, you're hidden in Christ, the secret place of the Most High. 1 John 2:5 and 6 says, "Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." What great promises, what great power God can use. In the time of Egypt, the destroyer passed over the Israelites, because the Lord said he would not let the power of the destroyer to come into their houses when he saw the blood on their doorposts and on their lintel. He wouldn't let it happen. And so it passed over them, and it smote the firstborn in every house of the Egyptians. To let you know that God has absolute authority and that the destroyer is on his chain, and it can only do what he permits. He let it right on past them, and it took out the firstborn of every house. That's how explicit God's power over the curse is. Matthew 10:32. "Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men," that's deny the word of God, Jesus Christ, who is the word of God, "whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And to deny what the Lord says before men is to not be justified before the Father in that point. Because Romans 3 and 4 says, "God forbid, yea, let God be found true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified," which means accounted righteous, "in thy words." You're accounted righteous because of your words. "And mightest prevail when thou comest into judgment." Notice that. So if you say what God says, you can prevail when you come into judgment. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Well, thank you, saints, for joining us today. God bless you and keep you. And I pray that you will take this to heart and escape these things that are coming upon the world. And also, we pray for Michael Hare, who's going to share a word with you. And I pray that everyone will have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to obey. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, saints. God bless you.